This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Perhaps a little-known fact here, the Census Bureau, in addition to counting all of us every 10 years, of which this is one of those counts, make sure you get counted, by the way. Anyway, in addition to doing that, the Census does all kinds of other measurements of this country and this economy, including, out this week, a snapshot of health insurance coverage. In 2019, the census says, 9.2% of people did not have health insurance. That's up a bit from 2018. And now, in the middle of a pandemic as we are, all the more newsworthy. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
Health insurance in the U.S. is a patchwork of programs. Private insurance, Obamacare exchanges, Medicare, Medicaid, but all together,
nearly 30 million Americans went without coverage at some point in 2019, and that was an increase of about a million people from the previous year.
Jen Mishori is a senior fellow at the Century Foundation.
And those numbers are looking before the pandemic.
Since then, while Mishori says the estimates vary widely, an additional 5 to 10 million people may have lost health insurance. That's because most of the people who did have health insurance last year got it through their employer. Katherine Baker is dean at the University of Chicago's Harris School of Public Policy.
We're seeing some of the consequences of having your health insurance tied to your job in 2019, as well as, of course, in 2020. We're expecting to see big declines in employer-sponsored insurance.
Because a lot of people are losing jobs, and what happens after that depends on where they are, along with things like age and income. Sharon Stern is an assistant division chief at the Census Bureau.
There's a variety of factors, but without a doubt, both private and public coverage rules vary by state.
Some states changed rules around Medicaid access in light of the pandemic or gave people an extra chance to sign up if they found themselves suddenly eligible for the program. Here's Katherine Baker at the University of Chicago again.
So all of the state choices about expansion or not to expand, about how hard to work to enroll people, about how streamlined to make the application process, all of that matters a lot for coverage.
And she says it's going to matter a lot more this year because, you know, pandemic. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.